Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to kidnation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Every year we like to do I Have a Dream Week.
I have a dream.
And from time to time we are asked, whatever happened with this person? Mm-hmm. And what ended up happening with that person? Did their dreams come true? So that's why we like to do the, where are they now?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Where are they now?
Follow up.
We actually had one that actually hit really close to home with Kelly.
Yeah, it was in 2011 that Erica Johnson had a dream. I want to just play it and let people remember with the good old-fashioned audio way.
Yes. Sure. Thanks to Kelly on this one, because Kelly had this procedure years ago with a doctor whose name we will never make fun of.
No.
Because of the amazing...
He's a miracle worker.
He is. His name is Dr. Duty.
Kevin Duty. Al.
Al.
You're being very seventh grade. He runs the... I've met Dr. Duty. He's a good guy.
He is great. He and his wife both are fertility specialists.
Wow.
He runs the Center for Assisted Reproduction. We called him, and he said, tell Erica she will receive one full IVF treatment.
That's
a $10,000 treatment.
Wow.
If you are a suitable candidate for the treatment, Dr. Duty is going to help you get pregnant. Not the way Al helped you get pregnant.
Yeah, at first when you started reading the letter, I thought, wow, I guess the kid needs me on this
one.
I don't even know what to say.
Is this something you want? Did Tyler guess correctly? This is something you...
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's better if you call and tell me I won $10,000.
It's better than that. Wow. All right, will you do us a favor and let us just check in with you from time to time and see how you're doing? He can.
Yes.
He's on the line.
Okay. Well, I hope he's just ready for, like, the biggest hug of his life when I see him in a few minutes.
Aww. Tyler, you ready for the biggest hug of your life?
Yeah, I am. Awesome. I'm glad she's happy about this.
Yeah, you sound right. You have to know Tyler was a coworker. She's like, yeah, that's really cool. Okay, thanks.
You know, those guys can't show emotion.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, she can hug me. That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that Erica and her husband, they had a successful in vitro treatment.
Yay!
And in March of 2012, she had a little boy named Blake.
Cool.
And here's the thing. Since they had Blake, she wrote us and said, we recently welcomed our daughter Emma in December. So she's got a newborn.
They got two. Two babies.
Yeah. The thing is, if you've been through infertility treatments like I have, I'm not going to get graphic or anything. They harvest eggs, right?
Yeah.
And they put some on ice, you know, just in case you want to go back and in case that treatment isn't for successful for the first time, so you can go back again.
You can double dip.
It was successful the first time, went back and had Emma. So that's so great. And she was also a result of fertility treatments from that same I Have a Dream. So not only that, she had two dreams.
Oh, well, that's
true.
Cool. Yeah, that's why she couldn't call us because she has babies now.
Yeah,
and stuff.
She got a newborn. But she did want to say, we could not be more thankful for the opportunity that was given to us by Kid Craddock and Dr. Duty. So there you go. And it's embryo.net. I'll give him a little plug because he helped. I mean, that's the reason I have him, McKelly.
Sure.
Embryo.net. And then we also had another fun dream. I mean, a baby's pretty fun, but... Let's compare Bigfoot to babies. You know, which one's more fun? I don't know. But Deanna and Stephanie, both fascinated with Bigfoot, and their listeners that did not even know each other.
Like Bigfoot?
Bigfoot.
Like,
yeah, the hairy one.
But they agreed to go on a hunt for Bigfoot together.
Oh, my.
Well, Deanna and Stephanie, you two need to get to know each other because we are sending...
It sounds like we do. Yeah. It sounds like we have a lot in common.
We are sending the two of you... on a 4-day expedition, Thursday to Sunday, to try to find Bigfoot.
Hey, and it's got to happen sometime. Somebody's got to find him.
You're going to be camping, and you're going to be in a hotel room together, and you'll spend your days searching for the huge man covered in hair.
Bring a taser and stuff so you can catch him.
Not Burt Reynolds.
You shouldn't want to hurt him.
No, you just want to catch
him. He's afraid of us.
Does the chupacabra equally interest you?
No, everybody knows that's not real. No,
what?
Deanna, chupacabra, any interest there?
Bigfoot. Yeah. I'm all Bigfoot.
You're more of
all
about
Bigfoot. Or what's that other thing in Everest? That big white creature? The white
Yeti?
Bigfoot?
Yeti?
Yeti?
Yeah.
The abominable.
Is the Yeti friends with Bigfoot?
I mean, the Yeti's
cousins,
feelings
right?
are probably
I think the Yeti is Bigfoot, actually.
He's the winter version.
Maybe so.
The albino one.
So it's I Have a Dream Week.
All right.
And the two of you are going on an expensive, amazing Bigfoot finding mission for 4 days. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Basically, you're going camping.
Congratulations,
for 4 days.
Stephanie.
Oh, she said congratulations, right. Stephanie. That's nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, basically, you're going camping for 4 days. Yeah. But we haven't, you know, I have not personally talked to Deanna and Stephanie.
Well.
Okay. I do know that they made the trip.
They did.
And I do know something special about their trip.
Mm.
The first day of the expedition began on Kid's birthday.
Oh, really?
Wow.
So they celebrated him in their own way.
That's awesome.
And now we've actually got them on the phone right now to tell us what happened.
Yeah, here to talk about it is Stephanie, Deanna, and Bigfoot.
Yeah, well, Stephanie actually, she lives the life. She's in Vegas, so she's calling us from Vegas. And Deanna, I don't know where you are this morning, but we can't wait to hear how it went.
I'm back in Mississippi.
Back in Mississippi. That's all right, too. Stephanie, are you there? Stephanie?
Good morning. I apologize if it's loud.
Oh, no, it's just not that loud.
No, it's actually deathly quiet.
Quietest casino ever.
Yeah, what kind of Vegas are you in?
So tell us about the trip. Because you guys didn't know each other prior to the trip, right?
Correct.
And then
was it
just the two of you that went together? And where did you go?
We went to the Olympic Peninsula in Washington.
Okay.
Okay. Now, did Stephanie annoy you at all since she was a stranger?
No. We actually got along really well. Mm-hmm. We have a lot more interests than just Bigfoot. But it was a lot of fun.
So you had a lot to talk about. Yeah, it was 4 days mm-hmm. and 3 nights in the Olympic Peninsula. And Stephanie, why don't you describe to us a little bit about, you know, what the trip was like?
My mom actually went with us too. I tried to get my husband to go, but he refused.
Yeah.
My mom stepped up and went. And it was really the trip of a lifetime. It was the trip of a lifetime. We just had the best time. The people were great. The trip, the camping was, we were very remote. It was very, lack of facilities, if you will.
Okay, so you were roughing it.
Yeah.
You're doing like real
facilities.
Full on, like white people camping.
We did not look like ladies, that's for sure.
Full on roughing it.
Well, Deanna, here's the one thing I'm noticing is nobody's mentioning Bigfoot.
Yeah. Hold on one second. This is the question we've all been waiting for. Did you guys, in fact, find the Bigfoot?
We did not see him, but we did hear a lot of things, and we did get to hear a lot of stories.
Yeah.
I can tell you some stories. Did you just hear my Mexico story?
Well, okay, so you didn't see Bigfoot, but did you see evidence maybe that Bigfoot had been there?
Oh, nice question, Kelly.
We did, actually. There was a lot of different things. One of the guys that was there had an intriguing story from the night before, and then some other people had experiences there. We just didn't get lucky. The group that we ended up with were just not that lucky.
So you just ran into a lot of people that could tell you that they maybe possibly
had experiences.
Had experience.
No, that they did have experiences while we were there. Mm-hmm. And then what we did was we broke up into groups and searched different parts during the night.
Mm-hmm.
And so the group that we happened to be with did not find anything, but other groups, we would meet the next morning and talk about it. And of the other groups, they all said they saw something or heard something, but most of the time they did see something.
Is there a call out for the Bigfoot if you're looking for him? Like you're walking around the woods and you're like, ugh!
That's a Wookiee.
Yeah, he's like, hey, what up? Yeah,
what up?
Bigfoot and Wookiee, what do you think they're related?
They look the same.
Like Chewbacca? So.
They look the same, don't they?
Yeti.
So if you actually see Bigfoot, like, you know, people say, I'd love to win a lottery. Well, what would you do if you won the lottery? What would you do if you found Bigfoot?
Yeah, Stephanie first.
You don't hunt, you know, Bigfoot. All you're hoping for is like a sighting or something, you know, some kind of evidence.
You can't hug him.
You just want to see him.
I mean, you can't walk up to him and be like, I want to get a hug.
What up, Big Five? Put your hands up.
So the point is, you didn't see him, but other people had evidence of him.
Mm-hmm.
And are you or are you not still a believer?
I am.
Come on.
And in fact, I'm going on another expedition in March.
Okay.
Wow.
How about you, Stephanie?
My mom and I are planning on doing one this year, too, hopefully.
Well, how about that?
It was the best time. It was. It was sincerely so fun.
Well, I'm so glad that we, you know, at least got got you going. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry it didn't come to fruition, but maybe the next trip. And if you do see him, you have to call us back and let us know.
Well, of course.
We'll do another update.
In fact, put him on the phone. Like, yeah. You have a call. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, call our
make
phone.
Make sure you have a cell phone with you.
Phone
so
a friend.
Leave a message
okay.
and stuff.
And Stephanie, how is Vegas?
FaceTime
how is Vegas going for you right now? Are the tables hot?
You know, we actually came up on a really nice. It's good to have friends in high places. Our uncle put us up at the Wynn,
and nice.
So we're kind of lame about gambling and everything, but we're having fun anyway.
You gonna squeeze in some Britney?
Celine,
that's okay. Celine Dion puts on a great show, too.
I would see Celine.
That may be the countryest sounding thing you've said.
Yeah, Stephanie, I hope you catch you some Britney.
You gonna squeeze in some Britney?
Yeah. Well, ladies, thank you for going on this trip and attempting to find Bigfoot for us.
Yep. Better
thank
luck
you
next
guys
time.
For giving us the opportunity to do so.
Oh,
yeah.
No problem.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
no
it was a trip of a lifetime.
It was the best way we could honor Kid.
Yeah, great.
Yes.
Well, we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. He would appreciate that it happened on his birthday, too. All right, girls, thank you so much.
Thank
and good luck
you.
In Vegas, Stephanie.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Big Al, you had a wow, what a weekend.
Yeah, I did. And I always struggle because I never know where to start this story. Like, you have a bar in Mexico? Yeah,
yeah.
I bought a bar in Mexico like 5 years ago.
By the way,
kind
you could share.
Like a great idea.
You could share your crazy weekend story with us at 800 Kid Live.
Yeah, what happened on your weekend? 800-543-3548.
800-5-KEY-KID.
So, yes, after several tequila shots 5 years ago, I decided to buy this this little bar on the beach, like in Playa del Carmen. And I was going all the time, so I figured, why not?
I guess what everybody told you to do.
Well, I mean, yeah, people said no, but nobody really knew to not do it. They you know, they've heard stories about how hard it is and stuff, but nobody really knew.
Well, I would think it would be hard when you don't know someone there to run it for you and you're not there every day.
The language barrier is tough. The rules in Mexico are a struggle even for the Mexican people.
There's
I mean,
no
they
rules,
don't know
right?
because they change all the time. Just stuff changes that nobody really knows. Like you can, anyway, long story short, I had a manager that was working for me. He's been working for me for like a year. He was the second in command a few months ago. And I gave him the job as manager because my other manager wanted to move back to the United States. Now, this guy, let's call him Roberto. And Roberto.
Roberto?
Yeah. Roberto seemed like a hardworking dude. So, and I really didn't have a choice. I mean, I didn't know anybody other than the three people that work in my bar. I mean, I know some people, but trust them with money and business and all that kind of stuff. So, well, I've been getting phone calls that he hasn't been doing a stellar job.
What's he been doing?
Yeah. Well, there's a few things in Mexico that you have to do, like pay the rent.
Oh, you got to pay the rent in Mexico?
On the real estate that you're renting. So, yeah, that hadn't been done this month. So, and some other stuff. So, I needed to make a trip down to Mexico to relieve him of his duties, to fire him. All right? That's what I went to Mexico.
You don't have someone else you could send down there to do that for you?
Well, I mean,
Al's the owner, so he should go down there and
but
take care of this.
But the rules in Mexico are really weird when you fire someone. You have to pay them, like, how many months'
three?
Salary?
You have to pay them. This is the thing about that I didn't know when I bought the spa, right?
Yeah.
Like, when a Mexican person quits or when you fire them for whatever reason, depending on how long they've been working for you, you have to pay them. It's kind of the equivalent of unemployment here.
But you pay for it.
But, yeah, you give them money, and then they sign something saying, okay, we agreed on this amount of money for my severance. Let's just call it a severance. And so if I've been working there 5 years, it's, X amount of dollars.
Yeah.
It could be thousands of dollars.
Even if they quit.
Even if they quit or you fire them for stealing or whatever.
What'd you know?
Even if they steal from you, you have to pay them.
I'm telling you, the Mexican laws
it doesn't matter.
Favor the Mexican employees,
it's
right?
Not, it's
so
not, yeah.
it's the way it is. So I didn't really know all of the ins and outs of Mexican business ownership.
Well, you're starting to learn, right? Hopefully.
So anyway, yeah, this guy is in charge of running the bar. So he's got all of the money, right? I have a bank account, but he's not on the bank account.
Yeah.
And
Roberto found some money.
I hope this isn't a boring story because it's very tedious.
Well, just get to the good stuff. How did you? Did he know you were flying down to fire
no,
him?
No,
did he know you were coming?
I hadn't told anyone. So I just kind of popped up.
Yeah, right. And his face was like what?
He's like, hey. He pats me on the back, and I'm like, yeah, hey. I didn't really do a lot of, hey, how you doing? How's the family? Not a lot of small talk.
You gave him the somber face?
So, yeah. So I said, hey, Roberto, how come? Kill that.
I said, Roberto, how come the rent hadn't been paid? I have it. Okay, let's see. Saturday was the 18th.
Uh-huh.
Or Friday, whatever day was. I'm like, well, why haven't you paid her? Okay, she doesn't live right here, but obviously we could make a phone call and get this done prior to now.
Are you 1 month behind?
Yeah, it was just January.
Okay.
All right. So I said, how much money do you have? I mean, of mine, right? He says, 93,000 pesos.
That's nothing. About,
which is what?
For a company.
$7,500.
For a bar.
So I'm like, bring it to me. Please.
Bring me my money.
It's not in the bank, right? I mean, he can make
a
deposit.
Does he keep it in the mattress? What does he do?
It's at his house.
So, oh, that's a good spot for him.
So that's where he has to, don't ask. I know.
Okay.
So you let him go home alone, and you were just going to sit there?
Yes.
Not worried that he was going to come back
yes.
with a weapon?
Of course all of this crossed my mind. I don't know what the dude's driving. I'm not going to get in the car with him. I don't know. There's too many variables. I'm going to hope that he comes back. All right? That's all I had. Now, at this point, he doesn't know if I'm firing him or not. He knows I just asked
for the money. For the money.
Now, he comes back. He brings, they keep money, it's really funny, they keep money in little plastic Glad bags, like Ziploc bags.
Okay. What do you mean they keep money in?
Drug dealers?
No, that's how...
Mexicans.
That's how your company...
keep money in Ziplocs, JC. No. You know that?
No, they don't.
I know.
Your bar manager keeps them in Ziploc.
Okay, fine.
They.
Fine, and the previous manager did it too. So anyway, so he brings me two Ziploc bags. One has 20,000 pesos in it. One has... 16,000 pesos. I have no idea why.
Convert it to English. I don't
just
know.
So about $3,000.
About $3,000.
Okay.
Which is about the...
That's not $7,500.
No. Thank you. Now, also, all of this money is in pesos. Now, we get a lot of American money. American money is way more, it's more valuable than pesos,
oh,
right?
Pesos for
all
Al.
American money's gone.
Dollars for Roberto.
So I'm like, hey, how come this isn't all of it? He goes, oh, I thought you just wanted me to bring you the rent. I said, no. I said, bring all of it. We got to reconcile right now. We're going to count up, see what's going on. Well, what about mine? This is him. But what about my money? I'm like, I didn't ask about your money. Bring me mine. I'll pay you. Whatever, you know, we'll come to an agreement.
Yeah.
I need 36,000 pesos. 36,000.
How much money is it in American
dollars? About $3,000.
Another $3,000. So... we argue.
Why does he think he needs $3,000? That's his salary?
Yes, he thinks. That's what I owe him, because he's helped the bar run when it was slow, and that's what I owe him back. He apparently hasn't taken it out already.
Did you fire him at this point yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
He still got more money. I'm sorry. So he goes back home again. He gets $3,000 more. I'll break it down for you. But it's in pesos, right? Mm-hmm. So he brings that, less the money that apparently that he is owed. That he deemed he was owed.
Okay.
All again in pesos. Okay. So he's brought me $6,000.
No dollars.
But no dollars. All pesos. I'm like, why are there no American dollars here? I changed it over. Now, Kelly, I don't know what you know about Mexico. Nobody.
No.
Nobody.
It's more valuable in dollars.
Changes yeah. U.S. money yeah. to Mexican money.
Yeah.
You
he's
just
a
don't.
Crazy Mexican. He's,
okay. So we.
I agree with you on that.
Yeah, that's a dumb move to do.
But I'm Ubu the fool, right?
Yeah.
I'm crazy dumb Al that doesn't know any better.
Oh, man.
Crazy dumb Al.
I said, okay, give me the keys. He reaches in the pocket, just, you know, finds some keys or whatever. Keys to the locks, keys to this, keys. I don't even know what the keys are for. I'm like, I'm making a statement.
Yeah.
Bring me the keys. So he brings the keys. I'm like, go. Just go. I mean, there were other words. I'm just really.
Oh, so it didn't even end well.
No, it didn't end well at all. So he leaves.
Is that how you fired him? Just go?
Yes.
Oh.
Just go.
I said, just go. I was tired. It was late. I've waited on you for 2 hours to go home and come back. Oh, I'm sorry. I live really far. And he comes back and he has to go again. Hey. I'm like, just go.
He's a beachfront property probably.
Go.
Yeah.
Oh, the rent wasn't paid, but everyone will be happy to know that he does have a new car.
Yeah?
So there's that.
What color Mercedes did he buy?
Unbelievable.
Oh, so my landlord, she's the one that kind of queued me up and told me that that the rent wasn't being paid, and some of the other employees, the cleaning lady, calling, she goes, it's bad, it's really bad. She didn't speak English. She had to go get an interpreter, have that interpreter send me an email. I had to send her back an email. She had to get it interpreted for her. I mean, it's just gotten bad, right? So,
wow, what a weekend!
I'm so sorry. This is such a long...
The story is taking as long as the weekend.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
But, so what's the end result here?
I promoted Blanca.
Blanca
is the next person in command.
The cleaning lady?
No.
Oh, okay.
Almost. But no, she's a bartender. She's been there for 3 or 4 years, and now she's the manager.
Is she thrilled?
Is Blanca scared?
She's thrilled to death.
Actually,
I sent an email to Janelle.
She's thrilled to death.
I sent
the
an
right
email
expression to use.
To my girlfriend so that she could send an email back to Blanca in Spanish, right? Just telling her that she was in charge. And I'm sorry. I'll go take a break. I know this story's way too long.
Wow, what a weekend.
I'm so sorry. I'm exhausted.
Oh, well, everybody.
I'm exhausted.
Everybody hung up except
for me. I'm exhausted.
Somebody stayed on the line?
One person stayed on the line.
I apologize.
So I feel like it'd be rude not to let her talk to us. Hey, Lisa, how was your weekend?
Hi, good morning. Well, my husband thought it would be a great idea to have a birthday party where he'd invite his family and his clients to his 47th birthday party, still in the midlife crisis and having birthday parties. Well, things got a little bit out of control, drank a lot at a local establishment. And my brother-in-law decided that he would pee on his other brother-in-law because he thought he was a toilet.
Wow.
I should have had him with me. That would have taught him. That would have learned him.
That's a different level of drunk.
Yeah.
He thought this man was a toilet.
He sounds like a perfect candidate to run Al's bar.
And JC, 619-858, go Chargers next season.
Oh, look at that. I love you, Lisa. Thank you for calling us.
Oh, you know what, though? I was walking my dog. I saw an old woman get run over by a car.
Huh?
She's fine.
What? She's fine?
Yeah, she's fine. It wasn't.
Jenna!
Yeah. But I realized I was the only witness. No, I didn't laugh about it. That was before. That was pre-recorded.
Did you talk to the cops and stuff?
Yes, but something's been happening with me lately. I'm the only witness. I saw a woman slip and fall and break her foot in a department store on some liquid, and I was the only witness. So
you're a dark shadow.
You know what happens?
You're a good witness.
Yeah, so now I'm like, I gotta, I'm gonna stay and give a report. But this has been happening, and I'm the only witness. I'm scared.
I always want to be the witness.
No, you don't, because then you have to stay
for like
an hour or two and talk to them.
No. But I'm going to start carrying around a notepad.
I'm just going to walk around.
Write down all the details before they get fuzzy. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just glad everybody was all right except for the lady with the broken foot. The lady with the car that was hit by a car wasn't hurt?
No, and I didn't follow protocol. She was in the middle of the street.
That's where cars are,
And I was the only one out there. And I just popped her up because I think she was okay.
Yeah.
She was just like, I think I hit my head.
And did the...
But she was sitting.
She developed an accent. But
I think I hit my head.
Look at my head. Sometimes that happens. You wake up from a coma or something and you speak with a Scottish accent. That happens.
You're listening to Kid Craddock in the Morning.
This week... We are giving you a chance to watch Peyton Manning and his Broncos take on Richard Sherman and his Seahawks.
Yeah. I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a sorry receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get. Don't you ever talk about me.
I was just saying your name. Calm down, bro.
Calm down. You're going, okay?
You can watch him and his Legion of Boom at the Super thing, at the big game.
The big game, yeah.
You're so nervous about saying that.
I don't want to get a suit. You want to get sued, Kelly?
Sued?
I don't want to get sued. Each day this week, Monday through Thursday, two listeners are going to call in. Uh-huh. They'll select one of us from the show who they think is super at bowling.
All right.
And then they'll compete head-to-head.
I see what you did right there.
One roll of the ball.
Okay.
Will determine a winner. The four winners will move on to Super Final on Friday, and then those four will compete again, with the winner getting a pair of tickets to the big game in New York, two tickets on Southwest, $400 toward the hotel, and a gift card to Party City worth about $100 for you.
Yeah, you can get some swag.
Yeah.
Some super swag.
And then if you don't win tickets to the big game, all the runners-up get a $100 gift card to Party City.
Yes.
So they can plan their own big game party at home. That's fun, right? You get the colors of your team, all the noisemakers, and the pom-poms, and all that fun stuff. $100 goes a long way at Party City.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's meet our contestants.
Okay.
First up is Misty. Hey, Misty.
Hi.
Hey, Misty.
Aw, Misty, you don't have your game voice on.
You need game. This is, this is bowling.
Tell us a little bit about you, Misty.
I'm like in shock.
No, don't be in shock. Are you a big football fan, Misty, or is this for somebody else?
It's for my husband.
And all right.
Does he happen to be a fan of either one of those teams?
Not really, but...
Well, that's the thing about this game. You don't have to be a fan of either one of these teams. You can just...
Yeah,
it's the environment.
The experience.
Dude. A, you're going to be in New York, and the fan experience or whatever that thing is that all the shops... I mean, it's just being there.
And Misty, you get to watch Bruno Mars perform at halftime.
If you win.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he might perform
Well, that's
gorilla.
Assuming her husband wants to take his wife.
Yeah.
Right. No, you don't want to take your wife to the game.
If she wins these tickets, you better believe she's going with him, unless she wants a girl's night at the house.
No, you take your boy, man.
Well, let's meet your competitor. You're going up against Alyssa. Hey, Alyssa.
Hello.
You want to talk a little trash to Misty?
Oh, no.
We can barely hear you.
Can somebody get closer to... What's going on? We can barely hear.
What's the phone lines? I mean, we can't fight them.
Hmm. Alyssa, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, you are so far away, it's not funny. But it's not your fault.
Okay, well, we got Misty and Alyssa. We're going to let you guys pick. Misty, you won the coin toss backstage, so we're going to let you pick a cast member real quick.
Yeah, who do you think is going to be the best bowler? Jenna, JC, Big Al, or moi?
I'm
going to
go with JC.
All right. I can see where you're
thinking
is
Misty.
There. He's considered to be the most athletic, but does that mean best bowler?
Not,
I don't know.
It's not sports. It's bowling.
It is. That right, is exactly. Al, thank you for saying that.
Uh-huh.
That is a sport.
But I did give it my all. Alyssa, who would you like to choose?
I want to go with Kelly.
Oh, wow.
What?
All right. See, you noticed.
I'm just sitting there. Well, wait a minute. You got two.
I'm a gambler.
You are.
Yeah, hold on, Alyssa.
I can see if we're doing pop culture or something. We're talking bowling.
You know, I'm not overselling my bowling skills. You notice I was very quiet.
Yeah,
you
know, I know.
All of us are very quiet because while we have already bowled these games, we did it in privacy.
So we don't know what each other
got. I don't know what anybody else did. They don't know what I did.
Yeah, we actually went to
bowling.
So this
is really just luck of the draw.
Yeah.
So you're pitting two people. Now, JC, I saw you during warm-ups. You got a lot of strikes.
During warm-ups.
You saw me during warm-ups.
Yeah.
I got a lot of gutter balls.
Yeah. You were trying.
But that doesn't mean I can't have beginner's luck when I'm bowling, right?
And the thing is with Kelly, Alyssa, I don't know if you listen to the show very often, she's scared of balls.
I'm very scared of balls.
All right, well, let's see how this works.
And, well, before we do that, why don't we see if you had picked Big Al or Jenna.
Very offended.
Let's see what, you know, they would have scored.
Okay.
Yeah, first
That'd be
up,
fun.
First up, Jenna.
It's coming.
On credit in the morning.
Credit.
Here we go.
There goes the ball. Jenna got a strike.
Jenna got a strike.
Jenna got a strike.
I'm glad you didn't choose me.
See that?
That doesn't mean she got a strike every time, but Jenna got a strike. Oh, right. Big Al, I can't wait to see what you got on the first ball.
Big Al, Max, Shern. Yeah.
Come on. Ooh.
Oh. Gutter ball.
I'm still offended.
And this is in order. So your first ball, Jenna, a strike. Good for you.
Well done, Jenna.
Ow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, yeah.
And now,
I get a participation ribbon.
And now to the main event.
Main event. Who should we go with first, JC or me? This is the first ball now.
I guess we'll go with me since Misty picked me first.
Okay.
Here's my ball.
JC got nine.
Get down on some, bro. I did that.
Sorry, what was that?
Out.
Hey, wasn't quite as good as a strike.
You start yelling that you're the best bowler in the league.
No, I'm not. You got a strike, Misty. You got nine pins. Let's see what Kelly Raspberry gets for Alyssa.
Oh, you big gambler! I got seven.
Seven.
Oh. Seven's not bad. It's better than a gutter ball.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but you know what that means for our girl, Misty.
Misty, you're coming back for the finals on Friday.
You're going to Super Final on Friday.
Now, you haven't won the tickets yet, but you're one step closer. And Alyssa, sweetie, you don't know how much love I have for you that you had faith in me.
Kelly, that was good.
But you know what? We're going to give you a $100 gift card to Party City, okay?
There you go.
Yeah, you can buy beads, hats, wigs, whatever you need for the big party.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And we would talk to you a whole lot more, but we can't hear you.
Can't.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kelly Raspberry created a new bit.
Well,
we're calling it
Kelly Raspberry.
It organically.
What is it, Kelly?
I I know.
Where the
tape? I'm about to clarify.
It's always Kelly.
All right.
It's always Kelly.
The lady just said that because of Kid, she was able to reconnect with the daughter she gave up for adoption. And because of Kid, she's decided to, you know, pay it forward. She does more, you know, she's more generous and more, you know, giving in life. And Al said, that's always very interesting. I would like to know one day when I pass away that people will say, you know, my legacy because of you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why wait? You know, tell people things when you're alive. You know, don't send flowers when you're dead. Send flowers when you're alive.
Yeah.
So this is the time to say because of you, Big Al.
Or because of Kelly Raspberry.
Or because of you, JC. Because of you, Jenna.
Okay, let's see.
Let's just see. There's, the possibilities are endless.
I hope nobody's feelings get hurt during this bit.
Could be good, bad, or the ugly. We're here. We're good. Either way.
Stephanie, go ahead.
Come on.
Okay, because of JC, I had a morning lose / morning win.
Okay.
Oh,
a morning win.
Please explain.
Yeah, what was...
It started as a morning lose that turned into a morning win because of JC. I got up this morning like I normally do. I was running late. My daughter was playing around. I'm like, okay, you're going to be late for school. I'm going to be late for work because you're playing around. Like, it doesn't even dawn on me that the school zones are not even on. I'm thinking I'm that late. I'm flying. And then JC out of the blue says, because I had a dream, my brain rebooted. And I was like, OMG. It's Martin Luther King Day. You don't even have school today.
So, JC, look at the legacy.
Stephanie.
JC, look at the legacy you leave behind.
I know.
Because of you, JC. Yeah.
Because of you.
That's awesome.
Saved Stephanie gas money.
But I love you so much.
Thanks, Stephanie. Awesome, Stephanie.
You just wish that JC maybe had mentioned that a little earlier.
Yeah. Well, my bad. I mean, I thought it was going to be a little deeper than that.
That's all right. It's
no, it's fine. No, that's fine.
You're criticizing.
That's more, because of MLK. Jordan.
Yes, hey. This one's for Big Al.
What's up, Jordan?
Hey, because of Big Al, I'm more out there and going outgoing now because you're kind of like crazy and you do crazy stuff and you don't really have the nerve for it. So I kind of put myself out there, and actually it's kind of paid off. I'm like the wife of the party, and being a black guy at the party is really the only black guy. It really kind of pays off because, you know, it's kind of awkward sometimes, and when you can be funny, people love you, it just works out.
Yeah, it is kind of awesome.
I'd like to thank you, Big Al.
Hey,
you.
You're quite welcome, Jordan. I'm glad it's working out for you. Being the black at the party, you know, it's sometimes it does
it's
have its
awkward.
Benefits.
Yeah, you kind of show up sometimes.
You embrace it.
Yeah, he does.
Just embrace it.
Hey, well, man. Jordan.
Absolutely.
Way to go, Jordan.
I'm glad you're the fun guy now.
All right, thank you.
Not the
Later, buddy.
Not the mushroom.
No, not the mushroom.
All right.
The fun actually guy.
Yes.
Lisa, because of Kelly what?
Because of Kelly, I'm a better mother.
Whoa.
Why, you do what she doesn't?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, her sharing all her stories, I go through the same thing, being single, and it just makes me more patient and that this will pass. We're going to have good days, we're going to have bad days. And I'm so glad she shared that, so I don't feel like, you know,
the lone stranger.
So it's more that we're going through it together.
We're not alone. Well, thank you. Exactly. We're sisters in this.
Yes, thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
You made somebody a better mother, Kelly. Haley, because of who?
Hi, because of Kelly, Big Al, and Kid. I went to school for radio broadcasting.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. How's that working out?
I actually called in high school. You guys were doing a bit where if you got in trouble on the first day of school, surprise, I called. And so I called in, and you guys were like, oh, my gosh, you have the best radio voice, and went on and on and on about it. And so... Yeah, I go to school for radio broadcasting now because of it. That was about 7 years ago. Yeah.
So because of Kelly, Kid, and Al.
Before you were here.
Yeah, it was just, I'm just clarifying.
It was before you guys were here. It's not y'all's fault. I'm sorry. But yeah, it was.
I mean, you could have said because
JC
of the show.
As soon as you said that, JC got
I could tell in his voice. His tone changed a little bit. My bad.
Yeah. I still love you.
It's never enough for him. He gets chosen for bowling.
I just want to be loved.
You got one already.
Well, you good luck. Yes. How much more do you have? I mean, how much more schooling?
A lot. I only go part-time because I work full-time, but I have a lot more. But it's a goal. It's a goal. You just keep striving for it.
Well, you might be an intern for Kid Craddock in the morning.
Well, you might be hosting the show before it's over. You never know.
Yeah, no, you got a great voice and a great personality. You stay at it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You could go manage Al's bar in Mexico.
Yeah, never know.
That's not exactly radio.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and
I'll take over.
Please do.
I think great things are in store for radio.
Yes. have a great day, Haley. Promising.
Radio is the place to be.
All right, what we got?
Mackenzie, because of Big Al, what?
Because of Big Al,
He inspired me to turn the other cheek because of when he told the story about the guy that said that really nasty thing to him at the bar in front of all those people.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't say a word to him, and he just walked away. Like, that really inspired me to, you know, when people say something to me, you know, I don't need to say anything back, you know.
Well, that's cool.
Be a better person.
Well, that's cool, Mackenzie.
Have you had to practice that yet, or are you just ready for the next time?
I've had to practice it a little bit, you know.
It's tough.
With some people, like, at school, you know, some people are just dumb, and I want to say something to them, but I'm just like, no.
Just walk away, baby.
I'm mash, but.
There you go.
Smart girl.
Just walk away. Be the bigger man or
woman.
Thank you,
Mackenzie. Tyler. No, this is Maria. Maria, go ahead.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Shout out to JC.
Shout out.
because of JC and Jenna, I've decided to live a healthier lifestyle, and I've actually started my diet, and I've lost 20 pounds since October 1st.
Oh, congratulations.
How do you feel about that, Jenna? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, Jenna's stuffing your face right now. How do you feel?
I think that's great. That is awesome.
So you're not living a healthier lifestyle because of me and Kelly?
You know, and Jenna might be stuffing her face with something healthy.
That's
what are you stuffing your
face
Jenna,
with, Jenna?
Yeah,
Jenna, what are you eating?
Toast.
See? Plain toast.
There you go. What are you eating?
Well, that's great.
No, that's awesome. I'm so glad.
That's
but
awesome.
Also, because of y'all, and does that make me crazy, I rotate all my dishes so they all get used evenly.
Oh, so we implanted a bad thing.
Yes.
So we made you crazy.
I never thought of that.
Oh,
I never thought of that. You know, that they might have feelings. So I make sure that all my bowls for my pre-packed lunches get even used.
You're a great person, Maria. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I love y'all so much.
We love you.
Every day.
Love you too, baby.
Please keep listening every day.
Please.
Please. Listen more. Like, listen on the weekend.
No, just listen twice in one day.
Tyler, who changed your life on the show?
Hi, everyone. Actually, all of you did.
Oh, really?
Every single one of you. I'll start with JC, since you approached me. And JC, it's because you're a father. We actually had kids about the same time, a month apart.
Wow, we're kid brothers.
it's just because, you know, us as dads and new dads into the world, we see so many dads struggling to actually be good fathers, or they get out of the picture, or they're not even there for their kids. You know, it's a fight every day to be there for your woman and be there for your children and to raise them in this world that's so crazy, you know? So
yeah,
I appreciate you doing that.
Thanks, cool. Dude. Who's
and,
up next?
Big Al.
Yeah.
Big Al, you know, I like your humor. I like how you make mistakes. No offense. But you know how mistakes happen. We do them. We laugh at them.
Mistakes
move
happen.
On. That's the roller coaster of life.
Yes, it is.
You just let it roll.
So because of me, you
he
make
lets it
more
roll.
Mistakes?
He lets it roll.
No, he lets it roll.
Oh. He knows how to do mistakes.
All right,
keep
dog.
Pushing. Keep on trucking.
Yeah, keep on trucking.
Go. Keep on trucking. Jive turkey.
That's right.
Who do you want to do next?
Kelly.
Okay, let's go.
Kelly, I lost my mom last August. And she was a devout Christian. She lost her battle to cancer.
Sorry to hear that, dog.
But because you have your little tidbits of your Christianity thrown in the show, it always reminds me of my mother, and I listened to you guys for the last 8 years in and out of the armed forces, and I've just always appreciated you throwing that in there every once in a while because it reminds me of my mom.
Aww.
Nice. Oh,
I'm sorry for your loss.
Kelly, give us a Christian tidbit.
Oh, don't put me on the
give
spot.
Us a battle.
What's next?
You know, I like what one of my friends said. You know, she didn't lose the battle. She's healed now.
Yes.
You know what that means. So
that's right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just, you know, there's so many people that are battling. I've got so many people in my family right now battling cancer. And it's just like, you know, people with faith, you
know,
it just gives you so much comfort.
It does.
So, yeah, I'm sorry for your loss, but I'll try to throw
Thank
in
you.
Some more tidbits for you.
Please
every
do.
Now
That's
and
coming
then.
Up tomorrow. Christian tidbits.
Christian tidbits.
By Kelly.
Yeah. Tyler, you got another one? Or?
Yeah, Jenna.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Jenna.
Yeah.
You've always been a kid at heart. You've always just been yourself. Now, I don't know you personally, but it seems like you don't care what the world thinks. You're going to say what's on your mind, and you're just going to share it, and you're going to do what you want to do. You don't follow the crowd, and it's. The crowd doesn't follow you. Well, you know what? Then I almost said a bad word.
Yeah.
You know, you don't follow them. You just do you, and that's what I do too. And I've just always appreciated you guys because I've gone around the world listening to you guys. So
that's awesome.
Really great.
Cool. Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you, soldier.
Thanks, Tyler. I thought he was going to say
thank you, Tyler.
Thank you for your service.
I thought he learned how to do tanning angels in the bed.
Like that wasn't me.
can drop some of these on our Facebook page, too. Yeah. Isn't that cool? You know?
That is cool.
Yeah. Because
funny ones, too.
Sure,
I mean,
couldn't get to all of them. Maybe we'll do it again.
Well, yeah, this might become a bit on the show to make us feel good about ourselves.
Yeah. My friend just texted me.
Uh-huh. What did he say?
Because of you, I'm gay.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast.
A condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.